Hello, hello,
Hi, Rue.
hello. That's me. Hi, you.
That's me.
What's up? How's it going?
It's going good, but it's going.
It's going. I mean, it's so nice to hear your voice. It's almost like foreign to me.
I know it's been like over a week since we've talked.
So like last week, I feel like we talked one night maybe, but my voice was still like really effed up.
Oh, because I was going through.
Oh yeah, yep. You called me at 5 after work. Yep, that's when we talked. That infamous call.
Was two of them due on Tuesday
Oh,
with the
okay. So
Wi-Fi
the Wi-Fi.
when I was on my call.
Yeah, I thought that's the one you called me about, like after
Oh, and then I
5.
called you about the other one on Thursday.
The other disaster that
Oh
happened.
my God. Our listeners are probably like,
Like we're being so like vague right off the bat. Like
what?
so, we're like just saying miscellaneous dates and like
I was just like,
cryptic.
absolutely.
I'm like, oh,
Deep drops,
definitely.
deep
Oh my
drops.
gosh, crazy. And then that thing happened, which led to that thing. Oh my God.
And speaking of which, you know where I'm moving to?
Okay, wait, we need to backtrack. Okay, rewind, record scratch.
Probably wondering how I got here. You're probably wondering how we got here.
It's us like in front of like the frozen screen, you know what I mean? Like,
Yep.
oh my gosh.
I'm mid Lappy Dappy eating right now, and you're mid bong rip, staring at the camera. Season four cover art.
Season 4. We're jumping ahead. We
Listen.
just skipped season 3.
No, season three cover art, we already decided.
Oh yeah. I have to find that picture. Oh,
Listeners are still like, still vague, still
there's
vague.
like literally there's like so what's going on? Like so we rewound, we paused. You're like, I'm Stack, and you're probably wondering how I got into this situation. It's very that energy. So, I mean, I don't know like where you want to like start or like dive into, but like you did have a very hectic week, to put it
Yeah.
lightly.
So let's start at the beginning. Let's go back.
Back to the Okay.
So, basically, I had a very stressful week last week, and it started on the Sunday before last week because my roommate and I got into like a little awkward
Tiff.
conversation via tick. Yeah, text. It was like a tiff. And then it was just like the energy was like not settling right after that. And I'm not gonna go into detail about that because I've got too much detail to go into other things. So the energy just like wasn't right. And then there was like a moment when like the Wi-Fi had gone out because he had accidentally unplugged something, but in the moment I was like accidentally not, like you know what I mean?
Yeah,
And it was
you're
just a mess
pissed.
because like I was in the middle of like a huge call presenting for the entire leadership of New York.
Look
Anyways.
at me. I'm getting you. Okay.
And so then things weren't settled for quite some time. And then I also throw in my air conditioner. So I had ordered an air conditioner. It was supposed to be there on Wednesday. And then it ended up not getting there. So then I ended up, which I shouldn't have because we were in Mercury's shadow period, going and just buying an AC unit. And I get to Home Depot because they told me online I could cancel my order, but they didn't know where my package was. So I go to the store. They say we can't cancel it. So then the manager of Home Depot is getting on the phone talking to the online people, and they're like, we can't cancel it because it shipped, but we just don't know where it is. I was like, okay.
The and wait, when you were like on the other end on my And when you called me, you're like, I'm getting in line at customer service at Home Depot or Lowe's. Like, you were so upset. You're like, I had the AC on a cart and I'm waiting in line in customer service.
Yes. So, yeah. So I had called Keith on Tuesday about this. And then this was Thursday now. And it was a 90 degree day on Wednesday. So I was like already, I was like done. Mm-hmm. I was out, right? Mm-hmm. So then the guy is helping me out. Long story short, gets me an AC unit, but it's not the right AC unit for my size window because our windows are larger. Mm-hmm. So then I have to return the one that they just gave me a deal on because the other one didn't come, and I had to get a new one, but they didn't have the size I ordered. I had to go a size up, and that thing was fucking massive. The first step literally said to pull the inside unit out of the cabinet. The AC apart into two pieces. Yeah, that was that picture I sent you on Snapchat. It was like the unit of the AC, which is all the cooling stuff, the heavy piece, and then like the metal cabinet that it goes in. And it wanted me to install the metal cabinet into my window first and then slide the AC inside into it. I'm on the third floor, folks.
I thought you were going to get, from that picture, I was like, electrocution. Like, I thought it. Just, I was
you
like,
did.
I
you texted me. You were like, please don't electrocute yourself.
Yeah.
So anyways, I start to, and I'm like, you know what? I got this. I had a day on Thursday. I wasn't too busy. So I at work, and I was like, let's just do it. Mm-hmm. So I start putting the AC together, and I get stuck on step four.
Which is?
Putting a plastic piece into a hole.
I'm just trying to picture an AC unit that you like have to assemble by yourself, basically.
Oh my god, it was step four. I even got to the point I was sobbing. I was so frustrated, Keith, because you know me, when I get really frustrated, I just start sobbing.
Right. Yeah.
I'm sobbing. I'm so frustrated. It's this little tiny plastic piece that's supposed to snap into place. And it's not even anything like structurally sound. It's to hold the like window things in place, like the pieces that go to the side of it that extend out, like the flat pieces in place underneath the unit. And so I'm like, do I even need these? But then my stepdad was like, you should do it because you don't want it to fall into a window. And I was like, God.
Could you imagine?
Literally. And so then I spent 2.5 hours on this to the point where I called LG. I said, it's not working.
I called LG.
And the lady was like, I have the same exact unit. That's a very easy step. I said, I know.
She did not.
I was like, it's supposed to just snap into place, right? It's a piece of plastic I'm snapping. And she goes, yeah, you're supposed to just literally snap into place. That's why it's step four. I was like, okay.
Oh. So then I'm did she up, help?
Well, she tried to, but then she was like, I think the piece is just too big. We'll send you new ones. I was like, when are they going to get here? She's like, 7 to 10 business days. I was like, I don't know.
Shut the fuck up. 7 to 10 business days. And Memorial Day.
I just
okay.
So then finally I just said like fuck it, but then I was nervous because I was like, Home Depot on their website says they don't accept returns that of things that are already opened, and I was like fuck. And then finally I called Home Depot and they were just like, yeah, just return it.
Oh god,
just return it. So anyways, I then teach my class that I had to teach that day, and I packed up my 75-pound unit, which, by the way, I got the entire AC unit that was 75 pounds up the stairs by myself.
Jesus Christ. Good job.
I felt so strong. My workout was over in like a second. My Apple Watch was like, ring closed. Great job.
Well, your workouts paid off.
They did, because I wouldn't have been able to do this. It was so heavy, and I'm literally pushing it like one hand. I felt so strong. I was like, Iron Man, here I come. But I couldn't take it down by myself. So I pack it all up. I'm about to take it back. And I asked David if he can help me take it downstairs.
Which is Stacey's roommate, everyone. Mm-hmm. Not for long, though. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. And okay. And mid, after I've been sobbing all day, having the worst day, like very bad. I haven't eaten anything. I was dealing with this EC snap.
Yeah.
Step four.
Easiest 1, 2, 3.
Yep. Not four, though. Not four.
Nope. Too far. Too far.
David's picking up the unit and then trying to help me out and goes, I might as well tell you now because I have to tell Sonia I'm moving out at the end of June.
The camera, like the office, like zooms in on your face.
Yep.
I just like, after all of that, and then I mean, there's not really like a good timing way to do it, but that wasn't the best time at all.
It was not.
Like mid-lift. Yeah. Mid-lift, yep. He told
yep.
you.
Yeah.
I can't. Okay.
So we get the AC downstairs, put it in my car, and I sit in my car, and I just lost it. Yeah. I think I called you.
Yeah.
And then you're FaceTime with your brother. And yeah. then I called Jamie. And then Jamie like talked me up the lip. I was like sobbing. I was like, I'm so sorry. Jamie's like, what's going on? And I just went into my whole day. And then right. afterwards, as I'm driving to Home Depot to try and take this unit back. And then yeah. I called you, called my cousin afterwards. And I got the unit in. They took it back. But here's the thing. They didn't put the money back on my card. They gave it to me in cash. And who doesn't have it? And because when they refunded the unit or whatever, the first one that wasn't the right size, and then they said to switch it, she's like, do you want me to just refund it in cash so that we don't have to like wait 3 business days for it to get on your card for then you to pay it again? If I do it in cash, that way the money never leaves the register and I'm doing everything here. And it's like, you paid it once and we don't have to worry about it. I was like, right. absolutely. Forgot about that. So I go and I return it and they give me back the cash. There's no Fifth Third Banks out here. So I can't deposit it. So it's like I'm using cash for everything from here on out until it's gone. And I got the money and I was like, what? And I literally said out loud because I was so exhausted. I was like, what am I supposed to do with this?
Oh my god.
And the poor cashier at Home Depot goes, well, at least you don't need cash back for a while. I was like, thank you. There's a plus side to everything. So long story short, that happens. And then I get some B-dubs, I come home, and then I start looking for apartments. And then I find this one.
Sorry.
This is Thursday. Okay, I get some B-dubs, come home, and then I didn't look at apartments. I was just calling everyone, talking to everyone that I possibly could. Friday comes along, and I think Thursday night I even started to look for apartments, but then Friday I really like dove in, and I ended up reaching out to this one lady, a bunch of late people actually. I reached out to a ton of people, but then I reached out to this one lady, and she immediately like responded back, and we set something up to meet up on Saturday. Very long story short, I asked if a building that I wanted to see had laundry in it. She said it didn't, but she had a different one that did with a balcony. So I said, let's see both of these buildings, all the units in them. We go to the first one. No bueno. Mm-hmm. It had a balcony, mm-hmm. no laundry in unit. And it was like a kitchen area, no living room. And then I saw the second building. And I saw the first unit in the second building. And it was beautiful. It was this loft, 1.5 bath. But no outdoor space, but like really beautiful. Mm-hmm. And then I saw the second unit in this place and fell in love. Fell in absolute love. Mm-hmm. It's an amazing price point. It's got a huge balcony. A huge balcony. It's massive. It's on the back end of the building too, so it's not going to be facing the sun. So my apartment should stay nice and cool. And the balcony is huge. Beautiful sliding glass doors to get out there. It's a one bedroom, super cute. There's an elevator in the building and laundry in the building. And
the pictures
I saw it.
Are great.
Yeah, saw it, fell in love with it. I reached out to the lady when I got back to my car and I was like, I really want the place. She called me later that day and because then I ended up driving to Philly on Saturday because I had to make this real quick because I was supposed to go to Philly on Saturday for James' birthday. So I did this all Saturday morning. And she called me that evening and said that the landlord was willing to hold it for me. So I got all the papers, sent them all in, got approved on Monday, sent over my deposit on Monday as well, and I go to sign my lease on Thursday.
Yay! That's so exciting.
Yeah, so crazy week. And then all day, so not only was I in Philly Saturday night, came back home on Sunday night, real quick trip. Then I was home Sunday night. Monday midday, I left to go out to the Hamptons because then I was literally like out of the Hamptons all day today doing a huge market tour for work, and I had gotten back later today. So it's like this whirlwind. God. And then I got to go to like a baseball game tomorrow, and then I was supposed to go to Philly again on Thursday night, but I'm going Friday morning because then we're going to the beach in Delaware. It was like nonstop. Shit needed to get handled.
But you did it.
Exactly. You did it, kid. Can't wait for the next time that I can record the pod in the new apartment.
I know. I can't wait to see like your decor. And like living alone is the best. Like,
you've been doing it for so long now.
Oh, I love it. I couldn't. Didn't I text you like last week that like I will never not live by myself again unless mm-hmm. it's like with my husband. 100%.
You said I will never have a roommate unless it's my husband. And it's crazy to think you've been living alone so long, and like I've never lived alone.
Yeah.
This is my first time.
It's. I think you're gonna like it. Do you?
Yeah, you, I really do. You feel like you're gonna get
like lonely?
Oh no. You know me. Right. I'm gonna be so content. The world's gonna be like, "Where did Stacy go?" But I'm not gonna feel lonely. But I'm
Oh my gosh, I can't wait. Yeah, I'm mean, so what a whirlwind! What a new chapter! What a new eclipse!
Hey, well, speaking of eclipse, not only do we have one on the 26th of the full moon, it's a lunar eclipse, but that's also one of my favorite books.
Oh my gosh. Do you like Twilight?
Do you know who you're talking to?
Tune in for a special Twilight segment.
Oh my gosh, yes. What if, so you did your first episode of 60 Days In, what if my saga of my alone episodes is watching the Twilight movies?
Yes, when you're moved in and everything.
Yes, because I'm not gonna be able to connect my fucking internet for a hot minute, so I'm gonna have to go off DVDs.
See, like people shit on DVDs, but like they have their uses.
Exactly.
I just got in the mail, since it's not streaming, I never watched the 70s show, like straight through, like, I mean, like here and there, a couple episodes. So I bought the complete series on eBay, and it got delivered today. Is that from the show, I'm assuming?
It's Kitty, her laugh.
Oh, I know her laugh, and it...
it was not good. It was like Fran Drescher a little bit, but like with Kitty Foreman. But anyways, let's stop talking about my horrible impression. One fun fact before you dive in about that show. I love this fact. Okay. The girl who played Kitty Foreman didn't originally book the job. She was, like, not in the running. And then she pulled out her laugh.
And really?
They cast her as Kitty Foreman just based on her laugh.
She's so sweet. I love her.
Mm-hmm. But, that's yeah, what fact. Have you been up to? Yeah.
Well, I did book a starring role. In Newsies.
Yay!
No, it was cool how like it all went down. Wednesday night, I got so this is in the thick of Stacey's like life conundrum. Like Wednesday night, I get a Facebook message from this woman I did a couple productions with in 2012, Legally Blonde and Cinderella at Sterling Civic, right? And we're still friends on Facebook, and she messaged me. I'm like, why the fuck is Lynn messaging me? I haven't talked to her in fucking years. I actually did see her a few years ago at a show, like in passing. So she said that she's directing a production of Newsies, and rehearsals were actually that night. Mm. And she's like, I'd be She was like, I was wondering if you'd be interested in being Mr. Pulitzer in it, who's like the antagonist role. And I like was thinking about it, and then I'm like texting Stacy, but then I know you were like somewhere else mentally, emotionally. So I'm like, so I wrote a pros and cons list. Old school. And the pros outweighed the cons. There weren't really any cons. It's like, it's in Romeo, Washington area. It's like 22 minutes away from me. Mm-hmm. And rehearsals start June 8th.
Amazing.
I know. And to make it like even sweeter, my friend Victoria, who you know, was in Guys and Dolls with me and everything, she texted me. She was like, oh, Lynn just, you know, messaged me asking if I was interested in the show. And she's going to be in the show too.
What is her role?
Meta.
Is it the Watch What Happens girl?
No, it's the black woman. It's like the old black woman.
Well then.
No, she wants to be the Watch What Happens girl. I listened to the performance and it was very soulful. Solo song. And then Victoria posted it on her Facebook and she posted a picture of the woman playing her. It's this old black woman.
Oh.
I know. That was pretty funny. But I'm really excited to be in a show with her again. And there's like a Facebook group I was invited to. So all these like flop nobodies in the cast have been like adding me on Facebook. I'm like, leave me be, you know?
Flop nobodies. Wow, stardom has really gone to your head.
No, well, I have to set the tone. Like, I'm going to go to the first rehearsal and be like, hey, flops.
Your method. Hey, chops. Hey, pork chops.
Exactly. Seriously.
I mean, you need method acting, you know what I mean? Like,
right. They someone says something about like the audition or something. I'm like, oh, you had to audition?
I have to call offer only.
Literally. I'm like, oh, that's sweet. You auditioned? Okay.
How many callbacks did you have to do?
Right. How was the dance call? I wasn't there. But, like, it's the
perfect... You're a monster.
But, like, it's the perfect, like, size, like, role, because it's, like, a supporting lead. Like, he has a solo in the first act and, like, a reprisal in the second. And then it's just, like, scene work of me being an asshole, like, hating kids.
He's literally Callahan, Professor Callahan.
Also, like, I'm already listening to, like, different versions and performances of the song and stuff. Someone put in the comment section, like, he's giving me major King George vibes. And I was like, yes! So, I just can't wait to, like, hate kids on stage and, like, de-unionize them. Like, it's my dream.
Jeff Bezos.
He's my understudy.
Oh.
Oh my god.
I'm so excited for you to get back into it, and like, because I know that during COVID you did the virtual thing. I wanted to say the virtual Into the Woods.
Into the Woods. No.
The virtual thing, but that was like not the full experience. So I'm glad you're getting to like dive back into the experience.
Yeah, and like during COVID when like the whole everything was shut down, it was like sometimes hard to even like watch or listen to musicals. Mm. So I was like, oh my gosh, like is that gonna come back?
Right.
So yeah.
But look at you, you get to do it.
I know. So yeah, it's the show's in August. It's like the 4th, 5th, and 6th. It's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So yeah, my family is excited about it, and I put it on Facebook and everything, and I have like over 90 likes, but I'm not counting. I do.
Look at you! I'm so excited for you, dude. Is there gonna be a recording of it?
Probably, yeah. I assume.
Okay, because I want to see it, and since I won't be able to,
we'll just have my mom FaceTime me the whole time.
Literally, she does like the bootleg copy of it, and she puts it on that torrent website where you're gonna watch Saw from.
Yeah, she like puts it in her purse with like a hole carved out into it.
Or, oh my god, or Kirk wears a button-up shirt and like puts the phone in the shirt pocket and just leaves it on record or forgets to turn it off.
Yeah. Oh, I've done that when I saw a couple shows like at the Detroit Opera House or The Fisher. Like I put my phone in my pocket, but I would record audio only with like that recording app and just put it in my pocket and I record the whole show.
Wow. Okay, Jillian Hoffman.
What? Did she fucking record Hamilton?
Yeah, the Hamilton.
Oh, my God.
And then played it for us in the dressing room as we were getting ready for showcase after she saw it for the third time.
And you're like...
I'm not bitter.
You have never bopping along with it.
I, like, never heard of the show. I had no idea what she was talking about. But I was like, oh, this cool, like, Lin-Manuel show. But she's, like, playing it, and it's, like, such a bad audio version of it.
It's like, and she's like crying. She's like, beautiful. Yeah. Is that like actual footage recording? Oh my gosh. Well, I feel like we just need to dive into the root of this episode tonight. So I think we're the only podcast that does the intros like halfway through the episode.
Listen, the intros are meant to be to like the theme of the episode, and we haven't gotten to the theme yet. You know what I mean?
That's true. Because I feel like we were like aware of it early on, and then we like tried to get it more in the beginning, but then we would like do like a theme tagline, but then talk about like our lives for 20 minutes and then get into the topic. So everyone's just going to have to accept it. And if they don't know who we are by now, shame on them.
Shame on them. Our new listener goes click.
Seriously, this is the first episode they turn into. It's this little Danish boy. He's like, I love books. And then like we're just shit talking our listeners.
Yes, we get like our first review and it's like a negative one, which like tanks us for like the next five.
We get one. The only reviews on Apple Podcasts is me under the Elias Housewife Fan 44. And Christine did a comment too. So you know what? We do have an average 5-star rating on Apple. So
amazing.
We should start putting that in our bios, like really spin it more.
We should.
We have a Stacey, we have a 5-star rated podcast.
We do. We're like Michelin starred over here.
What? Michelin man?
No, like a Michelin star, like for a really fancy restaurant.
A Michelin like the compass, like the star in the center.
What? The fuck?
Michelin what?
A Michelin star.
What? I don't know what that is.
It's like fancy restaurants. It's like what they try and go for.
Oh, I think I'm thinking of like the nautical, like, never mind. But next time I meet someone, I'm going to be like, yeah, like I have a 5-star pod rated. I can't talk 5-star rated podcast. Like, no big deal. They're like, ooh. I'm like, you haven't heard of Two Hoots in the Holler?
Yeah.
Okay. I digress. Now I would like to introduce coming in from stage right, the Twilight Master of Ceremonies, we have Stacy.
Call me an early bird because I always get the bookworm.
Oh, I hate getting up early.
I love it. And when I get up early, I can go out to my balcony and have my cup of coffee on my balcony.
In like a robe, wearing nothing under it.
Yeah.
Yes. Living
my fantasy. Yes. Every morning, okay. Having my coffee on the. Oh, okay. Anyway, so coming in from stage left.
You're still thinking about the balcony. You're not even like in the moment of announcing me. Like you're still lingering mentally on your balcony fantasy. Like, you're wearing, like, a white
in my robe,
but white slippers, too, with, like, your initials, on one on each foot.
Monogrammed, yes, absolutely.
I'm gonna get that for you for Christmas, or your birthday.
Give me matching robe set, but it's only my outdoor slippers. They're only, like, my...
The outdoor slippers? The balcony. You bougie. Like, oh, they're my outdoor slippers.
They're my outdoor slippers.
Outdoor slippers? The title of this episode... At the title of the episode is Outdoor Slippers in parentheses books. Okay.
All right. Coming in from stage left, we have the King of Dragons himself.
Oh my God.
Keegan.
Well, catch me in the library because I'm always reading these bitches. Oh. I love reading.
I know you do. Especially when you're reading someone to Phil.
The library is open, honey.
Because reading is what?
Fundamental. Now, what is your relationship with reading? Like, when you were a kid... you know what I mean? Like, when you were a kid growing up, like, were you, like... Were you going, like, did you have a phase where you were really into reading that kind of like drifted away, or what, like,
I had like series that made me really into reading. Like
the,
Like what?
Oh, I thought, didn't you like that Uglies series?
Yes, the Uglies books.
Yeah,
yes.
I remember. Okay. So
Uglies, Pretties, Specials. So Scott Westerfeld was, and like, I read all of the Scott Westerfeld books. I found him as an author. I loved him, and I read like, all of us. He had another book called Peeps. It was about vampires that lived like under the tunnels in New York City. He had another book called like So Yesterday, which is about like
Hillary Duff.
That was like about trend setting and like how there were so many different levels of it. And there was like this society people that like normal people didn't know about, but like these trendsetters would like do something and then it would permeate through. It was a really cool like concept. But yeah, wow. No. So when I was younger, like, okay. Prescribed.
Did you read Ellen Hopkins?
I did, yes, all of them.
I love her book. Me too. They're really good.
So
okay.
Good. The like required reading for school, can't tell you a single book I read for school that I actually read the whole way through.
Really?
Yeah, I can't tell you a single book I was required to read for school I read all the way through, except for Where the Red Fern Grows, about those two dogs. The two, like, bloodhounds or something like that. And then they, die.
Well, spoiler alert. What, Hounds of the Baskervilles?
No.
Okay. I was going to kind of, like, get on the topic of, like, classic books. I thought you said before that you like the book A Brave New World.
Yeah, I didn't finish it. I didn't like finish it for school when I was supposed to. I finished it like afterwards. I like wrote my report and I was done. Same thing with 1984. Wrote a whole report on it, got an A, didn't finish it until after.
I read all of the books. I think the only one I didn't read and was in 11th grade. And it was called The Joy Luck Club by Amy Tan, and it just did not. It was just not hitting me. So you never read The Great Gatsby?
I mean, like, did I...
But I've seen the movie.
Yeah. Duh.
Leo.
Literally, like, I'm trying to think. I think there was one book I did. So Where are the Red Fern Grows, I remember reading Night. It was about the Holocaust.
Yikes.
Your
high school is fucked up.
That was middle school, first off.
Double yikes.
I know. It was, like, the only curriculum they taught us was, like, the Holocaust for 3 years in middle school. While, like, consolidated above schools was fucked. But, yeah, I'm trying to think of, like, another book that I, like,
I guess
The Outsiders I also, like, maybe fully read. I don't know. I was, like, Stand By Me. Same book.
Have you read To Kill a Mockingbird?
Nope.
What?
Like, literally list off the classics, and I'll tell you if I read them or how much I did read of them.
Actually, I have a picture on my Bookstagram of my classics, so I'm gonna pull that up. Did I make the announcement that I changed my Bookstagram name?
No, yeah, maybe.
So it was Keith Reads 9, And now it's just Keith Reads with
a Z. Yes, you let our listeners know when you told them about your experimental YouTube channel because you needed to brand it.
Oh, yeah. I haven't done anything with that yet. Okay, so we are... Okay, here's my stack. So we already know you didn't read 1984. Did you read
I eventually
saw the movie.
1984, the movie? What?
Yeah, no. I'm thinking about Clockwork Orange, which is also
Now that I'm thinking about it, maybe I didn't finish it. I did finish Brave New World eventually, but I didn't finish 1984. Okay.
What about A Separate Piece?
Never by John Rawls.
Real? Oh my god. Well, I was kind of in the more like advanced English classes.
Yeah, so was I. Thanks so much. Mm-hmm. I
took it. Yeah, how many books did you finish?
I still graduated with an A.
But the work was not.
How did I graduate with an A if the work was not good?
No, I didn't say it wasn't good. It wasn't, what's a good word? I don't want to say, like, honest, but it wasn't, like...
I didn't use Cliff Notes. I just only talked about the shit I read.
Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah. A Separate Piece. It's, like, these boys at a boarding school, and, like, a kid's climbing a tree, and the big thing is someone jolts the branch, so, like, someone shakes it, and he falls off and, like, breaks his arm. Tell you when we read that book in class how many times we had to say, like, jolted the branch. I was like, Jesus. Sounds weird saying it now, jolt the branch. Have you read Fahrenheit 451?
Nope. Wasn't required. That's
so good. That's another recommendation I have. I haven't read A Clockwork Orange.
Neither have I.
And you haven't read The Great Gatsby, which, like, I literally, when you come home, I will physically give you a copy of The Great Gatsby. I have, like, 6 copies of it. Like, I will give it to you.
Heard that. Okay.
Because it's so good. It's like 200 pages, not even that long. That's one of the books I've reread probably the most in my life, to be honest. Wow. I read it, like, every couple of years. Wow. Which I'm probably due for a reread. But we read it in high school. It was sophomore year. And I distinctly remember... In my Spanish class, our Spanish teacher was named Mr. Watkins, and he was an asshole. Like, he was an ass. Like, he was, I don't think I ever saw the man smile. And I'm not joking. Wow. He was, like, a good teacher, and I did well in the class or whatever. But anyway, I digress. So, The Great Gatsby came up in the Spanish class, and he like, picks the book up. He's like, this book is, like, wasted on your mind in high school. Like, you shouldn't be reading this. At a high school level, he's like, once you're done with this required reading, he's like, pick this book back up in your mid-20s and it will, like, taste like candy. It's so good.
Oh.
And I was like, damn. So I just had that distinct memory. And it's all, I mean, I've probably read it like 5 or 6 times.
Was he right?
Yeah. Oh, it's like almost like better with age. It's weird.
It's so fun to think about, like, reading classics. You're really just reading books that came out for, like, adults. Like,
right. Well, also, so, I mean, there's, like, a split view, but, like, in English classes and stuff, sometimes, like, you tear it apart and analyze it, like, so hard, like, some things can lose meaning. Yeah. Or you're not focusing, you know, on the big picture. It's like, at one part, it's like, in the book, they open a window. And it said, like, a gust of air blew in and, like, blew up the 2 ladies, like, skirts on the couch or something. And Mrs. Prescott was like, don't you see that's, like, symbolism for them being, like, airheads? And I was like, what?
What? No, it like, was a gust of wind. It was hot.
Yeah, like, just, like, she's like, but that, like, translates to them being, like, you know, just, like, frothy, like, airheads. Like, the wind blew in and gusted up their skirts. I was like, oh, all right. But when I read that part, I fucking think about that now. But I'll legit give you a copy.
Before you go into the next one, I just want to let you know when you come out here, I found out that they have, like, a Great Gatsby, like, mansion out here, I guess, where, like, it was supposed to be filmed in the Hamptons. What? I don't know. And so I heard about it on my market tour today because one of the people we were with was talking about it because they, like, know one of the people there. So, like, when you come out, we're going to have to then, like, yes. Go visit it.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Yeah, they do, like, a Gatsby party and everything.
Photo shoot.
Yes.
Gatsby pod.
Anyways, next one.
The last one on this is, have you read The Perks of Being a Wallflower?
No.
Have you seen the movie?
Not all the way through.
Stop. That's considered like a modern classic at this point, 100%.
Okay. What other books do you got? What other? Okay, I pulled up a little list. You
I
ready?
Pulled up a little book list, Mr.
I pulled up a
Reader.
Little book list. Here we go. You ready? To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah, read it.
Okay, I didn't. Great Gatsby. Wait, is To Kill a Mockingbird? No, I didn't read that one. Not at all. Great Gatsby. Pride and Prejudice?
Yes, I actually did my senior year. You're like, D-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d.
What about Catcher in the Rye?
Yes, oh my god, we read that in 11th grade. I have that too.
Oh, dude, I couldn't get through 10 pages. The dude was insufferable.
What?
The main character, I literally
I
wanted
know,
to reach
Holden
the book
Caulfield?
And smash the fuck out of him 10 pages in. I was like, I can't, I'm you done. I'm not reading book. Anymore.
You probably read like the freaking first two pages where it talks about like a merry-go-round and you were like, I'm done.
He was so annoying. He was so okay. annoying. Right. Okay, Little Women.
No, I haven't read it, but I own it. I just haven't read it.
Jane Eyre.
No.
Okay, I remember reading a passage of Jane Eyre, and this is why I didn't want to read it anymore. She spent 3 pages talking about a fucking rose, and I said, "I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
done."
Those like 1800 books are kind of harder to get through.
What about Animal Farm?
No, but I think I have it.
Adventures of Huckleberry Finn and Mark Twain.
Yeah, I read that in 9th grade.
I got through like 5 pages.
See?
Oh, I know a book I read all the way through, Of Mice and Men.
Oh, okay. I can't remember if I've read that or not.
That fucking
oh,
broke me.
What about Great Expectations? I read that in 9th grade.
No.
Okay.
What about Lord of the Flies?
Oh, I love that book. Have you read it?
I read like a chapter or two.
Do you know what it's about?
I got
about?
Like halfway through. Yeah, the kids on the island with the conch.
Like, that's it.
That's it.
I like that book a lot.
Okay. What are some other ones that are here? The Picture of Dorian Gray?
No.
Okay. I didn't read that one either. Do you remember when you had to read The Odyssey? Did you ever read The Odyssey? Out of that like language arts book?
Oh, yeah. I think that in, like, 10th grade. That was, like, with all the Greek gods and stuff, right?
Yeah. What about The Scarlet Letter?
No, I've always wanted to. Okay. Same thing. I'm like, kind of reading Emma right now by Jane Austen. It's my toilet book because I gave up on New Moon.
Oh,
gasp. Oh, we'll get to your book next. Okay.
Okay. That's all I got for you on my list I found when I searched classic books.
Okay, it's a solid list.
Tell me why. Yeah. Tell me why this one, though, I'm looking at it. And for A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens, it's fucking Jack Skellington holding up a fucking snowflake for the cover of,
what?
Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens.
Is he, like, wearing a Santa hat?
I'm going to send it to him.
We're going to put it on the Patreon. Like,
yes.
I'm so confused.
I'm sending it to you right now.
But hey, everyone, if you're on Insta, follow me at Keith Reads. That's KEITHREADZ.
Do it. You will not be disappointed.
Thank you. I post book reviews. I take pictures of my books. Let me see. What? What? Christmas Carol in prose being a ghost story of Christmas. It's
Jack Skellington
on the cover of A Christmas Carol. Oh, this is so confusing. What? I'm going to zoom in on just that and like screenshot it and I'll put it on the Patreon.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Why is it Jack Skellington?
And if you, like, I looked at all of the other ones. I thought the first one was just like a fluke. No, it's every single time that book is mentioned, that's the cover they show.
Someone probably like changed it on like Wikipedia, you know. Like,
probably.
Fix the system.
Anyhoozle. See, I didn't read in high school. I didn't read in elementary. I like found books that I liked and I like went hard on them. So like if it was a trilogy or something like that and I liked the first one, I like read through all of them and I could not put them down. But you're a reader. When did your love of reading start?
When I was but a child. No, like, no, honestly, though. Like, I mean, I mean, my parents, like, always read to me, like, before bed and stuff. And then I just, like, picked up. I mean, it just always stuck with me. But, like, when I was in third grade, my teacher told me I was reading at a high school level. So,
wow.
Like, I was reading the Harry Potter books, like, in elementary school.
Wow, humble brag.
Oh, total. That, yeah. I mean, yeah, it's humble because... I don't know, but yeah, I just always love to read, and I have a shit ton of books. I have so many books. You've seen my library.
Oh my god, it's literally okay. And you need to post a picture of just your library on the Patreon. It's okay, like with listeners, it's straight up like
Belle
from the closet that Keith's apartment came with. The linen closet. That's
it's a linen closet.
An entire like section of the apartment.
Uh huh. And the thing is, like, even in the picture, like, that's not even all the books because, like, it goes deeper into the left. Yeah, it goes, like, further to the left behind the wall. So, like, there's still, like, hundreds of books.
And there's like, three layers.
Yeah. Oh, you mean, like, stacked up?
Yes. Or, yeah, like, different. You have two rows. Like, you have your back row and then you have your front row for some shelves.
Yeah, and stacked on top. I mean, I have, like, a Stephen King shelf because I have, like, 50 of his books probably. Wow. And I also have two bookshelves in my room.
Oh my god.
So and I have books in my storage closet too.
Oh my god.
Either like extras, like even if you want to go through some of my extra books, like I have extra copies of books and I'd rather someone like would take them than me like donate them to charity. So you can look through, but like I have like a couple boxes of books in my closet in my home right now. I would put good money on that. I have over 1,000 books.
Wow. How many of them have you read?
Oh,
like percentage. Half. Okay. 50%.
I would say half. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I read about like 30 to 40 books a year. So.
God damn.
Yeah, so I just always loved it, and I also didn't tell you this last week because, you know, you were just having your journey, and I just didn't want to like interject. But as you know, I am actively watching Game of Thrones, and I'm kind of, what, you're surprised? You're still surprised?
No, continue.
What were you gonna say?
I was like, now you're reading it too, aren't you?
So, I'm, like, kind of, like, an eBay whore now because I bought all my Pokemon cards off eBay and got shit, like, really cheap. And I found the complete set of the Game of Thrones books. There's 5 of them. I got them used for $14, including shipping.
My God.
So, I started the first one.
Jesus.
And they're fucking long. Like, they're all, like, over 700 pages.
Wow.
And he didn't even write the final book. He didn't even, like, end it yet.
What?
Yeah, I learned that as I was watching the show and talking to some friends who are into it. Like, he never... This show finale aired, like, 3 years ago, and he never wrote, like, a concluding book for the series.
So no wonder everyone hated it.
I like just don't want any spoilers, even though I know like a really big spoiler that I wish I didn't know, but it's okay. It's all about the journey. Okay.
It's all about the journey.
A lot's going on. Like there's a lot of plot lines. So you hear Game of Thrones, like the title finally makes sense to me now because like literally like the plot is just, like, all these different families, like, fighting over who's going to be, like, the king. And it's, like, a game of chess, but it's called, like, Game of Thrones, because, like, it's all these battles, and
yeah.
I was like, oh, nice. But, yeah, I started last Wednesday. I'm halfway through season 3. I'm going to watch when we hang up tonight. I'm in it to win it.
And now you got to read the books, too.
I know, but they're a big commitment. So, because I don't like when a super long book takes away from like reading
other books.
Yeah, so that's why sometimes it's like my background book. Like if I just want to read a few pages. Anyway, wow. reading on your balcony is going to be so nice.
Oh my gosh, yes! We can read on the balcony together. We can read Midnight Sun after I read The Merciless.
I was going to say, it's almost like you have the perfect first book to break your home
in. Literally to break my home in. My like neighbors, we don't have like a closed off wall between us. They're going to see this new person, this new queer who moved in to their like quaint little building. I'm probably the youngest person there as well, reading a book about the devil.
I mean, adds up. Checks out.
It checks out. Checks out.
Makes sense.
But yeah, no, I'm going to have to. But yeah, so Keith's been trying to get me to read this book called The Merciless. And like, Keith is an avid reader and I'm someone who goes on like reading spurts. And I went on a very big reading spurt at the beginning, basically during quarantine for a book that I bought, I think in 2012, that I never read. And I then finished the book. And then there was three other books. Zodiac.
Oh,
and there were like three other books. I was obsessed. I was sucked in. My hyperfix. I think maybe I get hyperfixated on books, and that's where it comes in.
Right.
My like spurts, but yeah. So and then that kind of like kicked it off, and then I read all the four of those. So I think that that's been like one of my favorite series that I've read. It's really good. But then we read Ballad of Snakes and Songbirds together.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was booking through that book.
You did. I was like, damn.
It was so good.
Yeah, it was good.
And then
I thought I liked it. I think you liked it more, but I liked it.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah. I couldn't put it down. I couldn't put it down. And then
that you don't want to put it down. Okay, let me buy what? Twilight?
Well, then I went and bought like a shit ton of other books and I haven't touched any of them. And I bought The Merciless and this other one, Serpent and Dove or something like that. And then all of those. And I have to read The Merciless. Listeners, it's been on my goal for the week every time that I make my planner for the week.
November?
Since I bought it.
Yeah, but how long ago was that? Wasn't it like November?
Well, it wasn't since I bought it, because remember I bought it and I was still finishing Twilight. So it was after I finished Twilight. So it was like February? January?
It's been longer than that. But
no, because I took Breaking Dawn home, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So once I got back.
Oh, you did, because I distinctly remember you were like, I'm going to bring Breaking Dawn home to finish, and I'm also going to read The Merciless, and I can read it by the fire snowing outside. I was like, great.
And here we are. Now it's just on my balcony. Maybe that's what the universe was waiting for.
Right. It's like Satan is like perfect timing.
Yes! It's about to be hot as Satan's ball sack out here anyways.
Right. It's so good. I mean, I like it. I like that kind of genre, though. You don't read like a lot of horror, though.
I don't. This is gonna be like my first like horror book I've read.
And Danielle Vega, like, she's like really descriptive. Like, I mean, not as in like Stephen King when he like talks about a chair for five pages. Like, her like imagery is like very strong. Like, that's what I like about this author.
Okay, I'm nervous, but I'm into it.
No, it's good. And then a character in it is named Brooklyn, so I just pictured Brooke as the character. And it's like this gothic bitch. Like, I was like, Brooklyn.
Well, what book are you reading now?
The first Game of Thrones book, and then I'm also reading this, like, I can't even. Oh my god, I'm like, I only have like 100 pages left and I forgot the title of it.
Must not be that good.
No, it's, well, I'm like going back and forth between it. Maybe that's why I'm not finishing. Oh, it's like The Wizard's Guide to Baking or something. It like sounds fake.
Okay.
No, it's called A Wizard's Guide to Defensive Baking. And basically it's like this 14-year-old girl. It's kind of like a fantasy world where like some people have powers, but some, they're like only like specific things they can do. So this 14-year-old girl, she has the power like to like shape like bread, like control bread basically. So she can make like little gingerbread men and like they're alive, and she can like I don't know, like, cook things really fast. But then this bad guy comes in. He's like, I'm taking
out all the magic. And he's got a gluten allergy.
Dun, dun, dun. He is on the toilet for chapters because she made him eat bread. But then the bad guy comes in. He's like, I'm going to get rid of all the magic people. Like, they, you know, have no place. And so she's, like, on the run. And then, like, the government's, like, kind of involved with the bad guy. Like, but then there's, like, this, like, queen or something. But she's good. And she's, like, helping her. So I have, like, 100 pages left. And we'll see where it goes.
I guess I must so not, fucked, like, but, like...
Like,
okay,
in the description on Amazon, like, one of the comments was like, I never thought I would enjoy, like, a book about a 14-year-old bread wizard fantasy. And I was like, oh, okay,
sounds
so
interesting.
Right, so I, like, legit have less than 100 pages left, but
I can't wait to see what you rated on your Bookstagram.
Oh yeah, I'll take a cute picture of it. I think we should let the listeners in on a little Twilight secret.
Oh god.
Meaning someone on this podcast is fucking obsessed with that series. And it ain't me. So we all know you're obsessed with Twilight. I feel like out of all of our podcast episodes, like, it's come up a few times in some way. And I'm just gonna give my, like, very brief Twilight history, because yours is more deep. Before we get into it, like, I read the books in high school. Like, that was, you know, the popular thing. I read the books. I did honestly see all the movies. I saw the last, like, Eclipse and the two Breaking Dawns in theaters with Becca and a couple other friends. But, like, that was kind of, like, it. Like, I just, like, let it be after that. Like, I mean, let it be. Twilight, let it be.
Whisper, Edward Cullen, let it be.
Let it be. And he's playing it on piano. So and you're laying across the piano in a cocktail dress singing it.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. That's going to be in one of your, like, hallucination dreams in the musical.
Tonight. Tonight was the first night I dreamed of Edward Cullen.
Oh my god. So, yeah. So, after high school, like, I saw, like, the movies, like, a couple times here and there. I actually think I own, like, all of, or most of them, if not all of them. But that I just never had a pull to, like, go back. And then, you know, last year when it was announced, Midnight Sun, I was like, oh, like, I'm interested in reading that. So I reread Twilight, remember? I reread it last year. Was it around the same time as you starting it? I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
And I liked it, and then I started the second one, and I was just like, okay, it's the same, it's like the same thing. And you're laughing because you know on a base level it's true.
No, it's not okay. The same thing.
You're lying. Oh my god. It's literally the same thing every book.
No, like Bedward, Bella and Edward.
They're celebrity couple name.
It's completely different. It is, because you just, it's all about fucking Jacob Black and he's the worst.
But I thought you, like, liked him more around this time. No?
Did I like him more? I understood him more from reading the books. I understood him a little bit more than just watching the movies, but, like, I still don't like him.
Was it your first read through of them?
Yeah, 100% first read through.
Because I mean, 27
years old.
Hey, but the movies, hey. Julian Hoffman's bootlegger is just like, the bass is so loud, it's just, like, fucked up and distorted. What song is that?
We never gonna be president.
Oh.
Never gonna.
Oh, we need to create like a bootleg in pocket recording version of the Hamilton soundtrack straight through.
Yes.
Okay, anyway, so what's your fixation with it? What about this series stands out above millions of other great
Okay,
classic
listen.
books in the world?
Fuck off,
What
okay?
Oh my, I'm asking. Like,
Okay,
it's a sincere question.
let's give some context for this. My hyperfixation on Twilight started when, that's what I'm gonna call them now. They're not spurts of reading. It's hyperfixation
Right, yeah,
on
you
a
just sit there and
story.
read them all. You read, yeah, them all like really
I
quickly
did.
too. Okay.
So basically, it was like when COVID was still a huge thing, I was getting COVID tested and I
A
went to
lot.
CityMD. I was, yeah, because it was free. So why not? So
Right.
I think I like was about to, I was about to go do something. I don't know. It was like I had to get the COVID test for something. And so then I like, while I was sitting, after waiting in line for fucking 3 hours in the heat, I get inside and I see Twilight on the TV because it's on Hulu. And I was like, I can't remember the last time I watched this movie. And I always remember when I go home, my dad loves Breaking Dawn because like the fucking fight scene. It's like, yeah, with the wolves and the vampires. And so I was like, oh, well, I want to watch all of these movies now. I want to watch all of them. So then I found out that they were on Hulu. So I watched them all through and I was
Did
like,
you not see them before?
no, I had seen them before. I remember, like, I don't know if I don't think I saw Twilight or New Moon in theaters. I think I saw them afterwards, like, on, I don't know
And the
how.
DVD
The only,
two disc combo set,
the
Target exclusive
only,
edition with like a
probably.
Bella's Lullaby on a bonus CD.
Yes, it's like a bonus track that you get to download. Yes. So here's the thing though. I saw Eclipse in theaters. The reason why I remember this specifically is because I was with Jasmine at the time, and it was when Jasmine and I were going through something weird, and I thought they were cheating on me and all of this stuff, and turns out she was. But it was like this whole push and pull of like, I was like, this is mirroring my life. Like, I'm in
Oh
the
my
relationship
fuck.
with, yes.
You lost yourself in the Twilight movie
An
Eclipse.
eclipse.
You
And I
lost
remember
yourself in
like
Eclipse.
watching it and being in, and that's why like I love that tent scene so much, because I like in the moment resonated with it so
I don't
much.
remember it.
Oh, anyways. So that's like the only one I remember. And then like I don't think I ever really saw them all in theaters. I just saw Eclipse in theaters, but or at least I don't remember them. And so then anyways, I'm here, I watch them all, and I'm like, you know what? Twilight actually fucking slaps. Like the first movie slaps. And then I think we were talking and I was talking about how I rewatched them, and you were talking about how you reread the first one, and I was like, I haven't read any of them. You were like, what?
Oh, okay, that was a
And I was like, should I read them? And I think I bought the first one. And no, you bought it for me for my birthday, right? Yeah. So you bought it for me for my birthday because I hadn't read it, and you got me the Twilight Games, sorry, the Hunger Games, because we were going to read that too.
The
Because it
Twilight
was
Game.
after we finished Serpents and Songbirds.
Yep,
And
exactly.
I was on that reading kick. And so you bought it for me, and I read it, and I bought the other ones just flat out. I was like, I need to read this and finish the story. So I was drawn in, A, because like I kind of, it's interesting to me, and I think it's cool when you like watch the movie first, then read the book, as opposed to reading the book and then, because you're always disappointed if you read the book first and then you watch the movie.
Because the book's
Because,
always better.
yeah, and they're gonna cut stuff out, you know. So I was very interested in seeing the differences from like watching it first and then reading it, and I loved it. I fell in love with it. So the first book, Bella, is a piece of work.
She's the same in
But
every book. Go on.
no, oh my God. Anyways, this
She's
is
still
not.
a teenager in the last book. She's never happy. Her happiness she gets as a source from Edward, and that's not healthy. Okay,
She gets it when
continue.
she becomes a vampire, not from
So
Edward.
So she's not depressed?
I didn't say she wasn't depressed.
She gets what from Edward?
She doesn't get her happiness from Edward. She gets her happiness from being a vampire.
She was, when Edward broke up with her, she fucking sat in her room for 4 months.
Yeah. Have you're you not ever saying had your Edward didn't make her Keith? Happy?
I have. Thank you.
Anyways, so I read the first one and I like fell in love with it. And then I've just been on this kick. I don't know what it is. It's a comfort movie to me right now. Like when I watch them, like on the weekends, I'll like put it on and I put them on the background and like watch them in order, but they're like background. It's like the new Office for me.
Right.
But like reading it, it goes into so much more detail and takes you into just like a completely different world. Like something that sticks out is like in the last book when she's going to get like the IDs and stuff she's following. Okay. So in the last book, right? When when Alice and Jasper leave and no one knows why Alice leaves, right? Then Bella figures out, she goes to the book and she's like, oh, I'm the only one that can figure it out. And she finds this Jay Jenks thing. Well, her researching Jay Jenks is not just like it's a phone number that's there. She's got to go look this dude up. She gets a sketchy ass address in like a middle of like some like downtown somewhere that's not good. She drove there herself. She like meets with this one guy in front of this like building and she's like, I shouldn't be here, but this is where Alice is like telling me to go. So she meets with this one guy and this one guy is like, why are you here? Why do you need to see my boss? And she's like, I was told to come by like Jasper or Alice. And like, it's like this whole section of the chapter where she's like talking to this middleman that's like super sketchy before she even talks to the guy that makes the IDs. And then she like goes to his actual office and he's like, I don't know how you ended up getting there, yada, yada, yada. And it's like a completely different situation to where it's not that, you know, they've been working with each other. Jasper and this dude have been working with each other for a while, but like she meets him in his office and it's always, okay, well, this is what we're going to do. And kind of like Bella's the one that says, we're going to do it for myself, my husband, my daughter, and Jacob or something like that. Like Bella's the one that puts the plan in action as opposed to Jasper.
In the movie she does?
No, in the book.
Or in the book.
Yeah.
In the movie? Okay.
Yeah, and in the movie, she doesn't. It's all, like, Alice and Jasper who does it, and she just goes and picks up the IDs and, like, pays for it. But in the book, she's like, I need this. You can get half now, and then you'll get half when it's done. But she's also like, I have so much money. She just gives him a shit ton of money beforehand. And they, like, meet at his office and stuff like that. So it's, like, a whole other level to this story where I'm like, Right. Actually, Bella's kind of a badass when she turns into a vampire. She's, like, so confident. She's, like, so with herself. She's, like...
So she had to be turned into a vampire to get to that?
Well, she literally
she couldn't find it herself in the human world?
She literally says that she doesn't belong in the human world. She never has. She's always been out of step. And there, when she enters the vampire world, it's like she fits. She was always supposed to be there. So, like, Edward was just a way for her to get there.
Because Edward is, like, a fucking depressed teenager just like she is. Like, he's a forever... He is, but he's forever an entrapped teenager, a mopey teenager. Yeah,
because they're literally frozen in time. Like, you know, like they're frozen. And even though he lived 100...
I mean, that's what she says, like, in the book, or in the movie, too. She's like, I'm aging, and you're going to be, like, beautiful forever, and I'm going to be, like, an old bitch. And he's like, I'll still love you. And I'm like, yeah, right.
Right? And then on top of it, I think when I was reading the books too, so like Twilight, Bella, you're kind of like, Bella, come on, get it together. You're like an idiot. And then in New Moon, and I just love her and like Edward, because I always thought in the movies, it's like, how do they say that they're in love with each other so quickly? When you're reading the books, they go through so much more shit. They talk more. They like do a lot.
You get a lot of like background perspective, build up stuff more.
And
didn't you see their like motivation for stuff more?
Yes. And then you see too in the New Moon, it's like Bella is just so insecure in herself, and the whole reason why all of that happens, it's like her journey where she has to like realize that like, no, she is worthy of things. She is worthy of all of this. And then that's like the thing there. But spending so much time with fucking Jacob Black, I swear to God, I was gonna lose it. I was gonna lose it. Keith, he is just a child and just pushes her boundaries way too much, and it makes me so angry. But anyways.
Edward does the same thing.
What?
Edward does the same thing.
When?
By being like a fucking immature child.
But how did, so how is that pushing her boundaries?
Because she's like, I would literally die without you. And he's like, oh, I'm leaving.
For her own good.
But then he came back.
She went to him. He wasn't coming back. She went to him.
Whoa, this anger. Whoa, like vibe check.
Where like Jacob Black, on the other hand, she vibe always check. Tells him, hey, I don't, like, we're not that. And he's always like, well, I'm going to keep trying. And then he kisses her without her consent. And then he, like, constantly tries to, like, make a move on her. And she clearly states multiple times, no, we're not like that.
Okay, true or false? True or false? Does Edward not play mind games with Bella? True or false?
Oh, yeah. I didn't say that.
Is that not pushing her boundaries?
Pushing boundaries when she's made them clear where, like, he is just an idiot and, like, I'm not justifying Edward's actions when he's, like, in the beginning when he's, like, constantly trying to push her away and then pull her in and push her away and pull in. But, like, mm-hmm. he never, like, physically, like, crosses her boundaries in a sense of, because she's always like, no, I want you. And he's like, oh, I don't know. We're, like, literally, she says no to Jacob and Jacob does it.
But, if that I makes mean, sense. She keeps going back to hang out with him. Well, so clearly it didn't bother her that much.
Well, listen.
When you're lonely, I'm like shitting on you. You're lonely, man. And your Edward's gone. Sometimes you gotta hang
it's
out
like
with
it's like when you want to be, when you have a friend and it's like, dude, I just want to be friends, and you keep giving them a shot and a shot and a shot because you want to be their friend and they're like really good. But.
So, you and Marty?
No. Not at all. Anyways, so then you get to like eclipse, right? And you get to eclipse, and I think eclipse is like when you first read from Jacob's perspective, and I was like, why am I reading from a wolf's perspective? But then they have to give you that whole thing, and you have to read from their perspective to hear their like hive mind when they're in the pack and shit.
And right, that's all I remember from the third one. It was like all Jacob stuff.
Yeah, and like I like get that part of why it had to be there, especially for the last book. But like Edward does a complete 180 at this point. And this is where I think like this is good Edward. Not Edward beforehand, like Eclipse Edward.
Not Edward Scissorhand.
But like
what Eclipse, made him good?
He was like, learn, I was in the wrong. I was the one that left, and he understands his like the consequences of his actions, and he's like swears he's never gonna hurt Bella again by putting her through something like that. And he really sits there and kind of gets jolted out of that immature like child and understands that like he fucked up.
It only took him 117 years.
Hey, you know what I mean? And I just think like then he starts
men, to stop. Am I right?
Men, am I right?
Okay, sorry.
But yeah, so I think like Eclipse Edward is where like that is Edward Cullen that I am in love with. I like the Twilight one, he's just a little bitch sometimes. But the Eclipse one, he starts to get his shit together and he starts to realize that like he fucked up, but then also he starts to see Bella for her as a person in a sense of like really understanding her wants and needs and being able to here I am going into a whole dissertation on Twilight. This is embarrassing.
I was literally about to say you and Stephanie Meyer like need to have tea or some shit. Listen,
but then the cabin the thing about Eclipse, right, is that the whole time you're like the whole time you watch the movie the first time you're like, oh yeah, you see her build the army. You don't know any of that throughout the entire book, and then it makes the last battle between Victoria and Edward so anticlimactic. In the book, because you're like, who is this? And you see Bella being the one to put the pieces together, and it's like, bitch, are you psychic? Because is that your power? Because like I thought that was Alice's power. How come you're putting pieces together but Alice isn't?
I don't remember any of that.
And like it gets to the point where like you have no idea. All you know is that something's going on in Seattle, but like in the movie you like see it, you see Victoria creating her little army, and that's why they can't figure it out, because Victoria's blindsiding Alice. That's the big thing, Eclipse. It's like, then you get to the final battle, and it's like, and Victoria do this whole like battle with each other, and you're like, it's so anticlimactic. And then afterwards, he's like, I'm so sorry, I didn't want you to see me act like that. And Bella's like, that was fucking sick, rip her head off, and all this stuff, right?
Right.
And then, so that was Eclipse, but then, like, the main difference in Breaking Dawn, when you're reading it through Jacob's perspective, that's whatever. But, like, uh-huh. The fact, the entire battle scene, are you kidding me?
Was it long?
It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist in the book. In the book.
They had to make it probably more movie entertaining.
Oh, yeah, they did. And I think both versions are great, because in the book, it's a lot more of understanding the Volturi and how they're speaking to each other. And they literally are just, like, grasping at straws, trying to get, like, people on their side to, like, fight the Collins and all this. And you see this badass thing where, like, Bella projects her, like, shield energy, but it describes Alex's smoke coming up and, like, encompassing it and stuff like this. And it's really, really cool. And it's, like, really just, like, intense, where you had to in the movie have that fucking battle, and I liked when they did that. But yeah, yeah, dude, it's great.
So you like Twilight? So basically, to sum it up,
I like Twilight, and I, when I was younger, refused to read it because I was like, oh, I'm not a Twihard and all of this
stuff. Yeah, you didn't want to be mainstream, we know.
Well, like reading it now. Yeah, it's chill. I mean, is Stephanie Meyer, like, the greatest author? No. Is it an allegory for Mormonism and, like, keeping yourself celibate until, like, you're married and all this shit? Like, yeah. And, like, am I a fan of that? No. But
we just shoved that under the rug.
But we're just gonna, like, sweep that there, because there are, it's entertaining, I think. And on top of it, like, yeah, it's entertaining. It's a good time. So if you haven't read it, read it. It's a good time. Give you a completely different perspective on the movie. And yeah.
Have you read the Harry Potter books or any of them?
Nope.
But you like the movies, don't you?
I do like the movies.
Would you ever read the books?
Probably not.
What? Oh, books are so good.
I, like, had all of the books, too, and I just never read them. My family, like, thought I was reading them, and I, like, never did.
You were just leaving a bookmark?
No, I didn't even touch them. They just sat on the shelf, but they kept buying all of them for me, so I had the entire series, and I never read it.
I have my originals from childhood, all hardcover. The first one, like, is, like, ripped in the sun. Like, if you open it at one point, like, you see the cardboard and the spine of the book. Is like, I read it so many times, like, it's falling apart. And in my closet, I have a second set of hardcover Twilight books that I'm sitting on until Ella is old enough to read. I'm gonna give her, like, the first one for, like, her birthday or something. And then give them to her as she, like, grows up.
That's so cute.
I bought them like the fall before she was born. Like, this woman was selling, like, the whole hardcover set off Facebook Marketplace for like $40 or something, like, ridiculously cheap. I was like, I'm swooping this up. And also, you know, when you go through my used extra copies of books or whatever, I may have a couple extra Twilight series books in hardcover.
I need the paperback New Moon.
Didn't I give that to you when you came, or did I get it after? Didn't I get a copy at my book sale?
I think it was after. Because you only had the hard copy and then your shitter version.
Yep. Sounds about right. Well, that was a lot of fun. Diving into the literature world, I love it. I love reading. I love grammar. I can't wait
to read Midnight Sun with you once I read The Merciless.
Right, so I'll pencil that in for 2023.
Hey, at least you'll be surprised.
Hey,
you know, if anything.
Hey. Brooke really likes Hamilton, so I feel like she'll find the distorted pocket Broadway recording version.
And speak about, like, divine timing. I haven't listened to Hamilton in a hot minute, but I was driving back from the Hamptons today.
Uh-huh. And I did today?
Yeah, and I did today as I was driving back from the Hamptons. How crazy is that? And I haven't listened to it in like a hot minute.
Well, it's so funny because I listened to some of it last night because I was on like a huge musical kick. So I was listening to like Wicked and Book of Mormon, Hamilton. It was fun.
Wow.
I was in a really good mood, you know, from it being my last day, you know, helping on the phones at work. Yeah. So I had a little musical celebration. But yeah, that was fun. I hope, you know, if anyone listening heard us talking about a book or a series they never read before, maybe we inspired them to pick up a book and read.
Yeah, and also too, if we did talk about something or, you know, your favorite book, feel free to email us at the number 2HOOTZandHoller@gmail.com. It's like texting but in a different app, and like let us know what your favorite book is.
Right. If you have any suggestions, you know, or head over to my Instagram at Keith Reads with a Z. And like that one little, I think it's Little John, the song I told you about that I think you never heard, his song Read a Book. It's like READABOOK.
Traumatizing.
The best. All right, well, get some rest your pretty little eyes for the rest of your week, and keep in touch.
And yeah, you know, like just keep on turning that page and keep in touch.
Keep on turning that, you know, entering some new chapters. We are as literally, we wrap up season two,
we're starting new chapters. It's in the stars.
Yeah, so like end of season two is like, you know, it's all like wrapping up. Then beginning of season three, it's like gonna be fucking summer, and like you have a new place, and I'm in a show, and like
it's exactly just gonna be fun. And like literally talking about new chapters, we're gonna have a lunar eclipse on a full moon tomorrow night.
This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius, bitches.
This is the dawning of the
age. Dawning. You're like, this is the dawning. Hey.
Milo's like, are you okay?
Are you? Hey, keep in touch. Can you do that thing where you like make your like hand into a fist and put your mouth and do like that? That sounds so weird on the recording. It sounds like you're saying Zoe.
What? Because I'm definitely saying girl.
No, I'm talking like it's coming through as like Zoe on my end.
Zoe.
See?
Zoe 101.
Poor Jamie Lynn. All right.
Keep in touch. Turn the page.
Keep in touch. New chapter. Do you know how to do Jill's like, this is the best part. Okay. Bye.